ATVs have exploded in popularity. I see them all the time where I live, just off the shoulder of roads, in the fields, around farms. They're different from snowmobiles because they take a bigger toll on the land. You know, like they're not riding on top of snow. Their wheels dig into the dirt and the mud. And that's fine on a farm. But some green groups want ATVs further restricted in the protected parts of the Adirondacks. And that's today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, April 11th. We have a different kind of First Up for you today. Instead of a little newslet, we're sharing some of the texting conversations that we've been having with people about home, what it means, what they love, what they struggle with. It's a part of our Piecing It Together texting club. And you can still join the texting club. It's pretty awesome. Go to ncpr.org/welcome to enter your cell phone number and get started. So Trevor Cole of West Chazy texted us that he used to look down on the place he called home. So I called him up to tell us more.
Hi, my name's Trevor Cole. I live in West Chazy, New York. Originally from the Helena, which is in St. Lawrence County in the town of Brazier. My grandparents had a 260-acre farm, dairy farm, across the road from us, just down the road. And my house was on the St. Regis River. It was just behind us. So a lot of time spent outdoors in the woods, tromping around. That's how you played. I joke with people that in the 80s, I grew up like it was the 50s. Just kind of being outside all the time like that, but and kind of having free reign, that was the thing. Like, I have a brother, and it was just like us and my cousins and outside, and go get in whatever trouble you will, but be outside and kind of be gone for the day. As growing up, being like of the like skateboard, punk rock, being a band, art kid set, I started to think, oh, this place, it was starting to be defined by what wasn't there for me, you know, that you didn't have a skate park and you didn't have an urban environment and there wasn't musical clubs and that type of thing. And as a teenager, you start traveling and you go to cities, you know, Ottawa, Montreal, Burlington, Boston, New York, and you hang out in those environments. And I think I was getting this conception of what home was defined as what it didn't have. It gave it sort of a negative slant versus this really positive one. There's sidewalks in a city. I didn't grow up with sidewalks, you know. The vast infrastructure differences, the fact that there's a coffee shop, a tattoo shop, a skate park, and a music club. Back then, if I was in New York City and somebody said, oh, where are you from? I would have said, oh, the middle of nowhere. You know, I'm from nowhere. It was defined by where I wasn't from. You leave, you travel, you go to college. I went to school for environmental science and anthropology, and you end up broadening your view, and especially environmentally, and how interesting our area is geologically and ecologically, and how important it is really globally. Now I perceive myself as being from somewhere, and somewhere very specific, and not just by a road or like an address, but like a region. The North Country to me is a very specific place. I think the more I grew and changed, I saw the way that I was of this place. You know, growing up, my parents always grew vegetables. We always had enormous gardens. They had the roadside stand, and quite literally, my bones are made of the minerals of this place, you know. And I swear when you come home, you kind of resonate with that sense that I'm of this place. And it becomes a place you really know and understand like you wouldn't anywhere else.
Trevor Cole moved back to the North Country. He now lives with his wife and two kids off the grid back in the woods of West Chazy, kind of like how he grew up. And for his job, he's a planner for the town of Plattsburgh. You can find all the reporting and stories in our Piecing It Together series at ncpr.org/together. And you can go there, too, to sign up for our texting club. Also, support for our Piecing It Together series comes in part from Adirondack Foundation. A coalition of environmental groups in the Adirondacks wants the state legislature to pass new laws restricting ATV use. The proposal unveiled this week would ban four-wheelers on forever wild forest preserve land and sharply restrict the use of ATVs on public roads. But as Brian Mann reports, green groups are also calling for creation of new four-wheeler trails in the North Country.
Willie Janeway heads the Adirondack Council, a green group based in Elizabethtown in Essex County. He says four-wheelers are different from snowmobiles, more destructive, a bigger threat to public land.
They're great at getting places. They have a lot of torque. They have big knobby tires, and they're building the machines bigger and stronger. So they can really tear things up. A couple ATVs going back into an area, especially if it's wet or a steep slope, can really cause serious erosion, runoff, and water quality problems.
Illegal ATV riding is happening now on forest preserve lands across the park, from the Pepper Box and Five Ponds Wilderness areas to the Saranac Lake Wild Forest. Scott Van Laer, a forest ranger and director of the Forest Rangers Local Union, says hundreds of four-wheel riders are ticketed each year.
It has been probably the number one enforcement issue for us for at least over a decade. You do get some people riding ATVs illegally for the enjoyment, if you will, of riding the ATV. And then what we also see a lot in the park is people using the ATV illegally on state land in conjunction with other activities, like they're using it to get to a remote spot so they can hunt fish.
It's important to say that legitimate, legal ATV riding is popular. It's a growing sport in the North Country.
Oh, huge.
John Wood is president of the Foothills ATV Riders based in Washington County, a club that has over 100 miles of trails on private land. He says people who love motorized recreation are shifting to four-wheelers.
They have thousands of dollars in snowmobiles that, you know, if you can ride it 3 or 4 weeks out of the year, you're doing a lot. And with an ATV, you can ride year-round.
Willie Janeway with the Adirondack Council says the challenge is to accommodate ATV riders while protecting wild lands.
ATVs are very popular. They are here to stay. And what we need is to really better manage that use. Part of it is better enforcement, better penalties to keep them from going where they don't belong on lands that are supposed to be managed as wilderness, as forever wild, and also to provide alternatives where they can go. It's a more pragmatic solution.
Some green groups have actually embraced the idea of New York State opening more four-wheeler trails on conservation easement lands in the park, privately owned parcels where the state owns recreation rights. But environmentalists also want new laws that ban four-wheelers on the forest preserve and make it much harder for local governments to open public roads to ATVs. They also want more forest rangers and DEC staff hired to help with management and law enforcement.
The challenge is that the forest rangers are just overwhelmed. The average forest ranger used to have 28,000 acres per ranger. Now they have almost 54, 55,000 acres per ranger.
John Wood with the Foothills ATV Club says he knows there are what he calls bad apples in the four-wheeler community, people who trespass. But he says his club cares for the land where they ride.
You're certainly going to, you know, have some erosion, plant life damage. However, you know, anytime that we do get a lot of erosion, we go in and we maintain the trails ourselves. We repair any damages there. We'll put in bridges.
The ATV proposal unveiled by environmental groups this week also urges the state legislature to enact new age restrictions. That provision would raise the legal age for ATV riding from 10 years old to 16. Again, Willie Janeway.
One whole issue we often skirt around as environmentalists is the public safety. These machines are really dangerous, and they're really young kids. The manufacturers have very strict recommendations on how they're used.
Other green groups signing on to these proposals include Protect the Adirondacks, Adirondack Wild, and the Adirondack Mountain Club, as well as environmental organizations in the Catskills. Brian Mann, North Country Public Radio, Elizabethtown.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Abstracker. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.